This is WAPIJ calling any and all stations, anyone out there, WAPIJ.
Greg, there was somebody that kind of happened to tell you on statewide block. Give me that stuff here.
Give me FHW listening. Yeah, FHW listening on statewide 2.
Good evening, Joe, from W8COP.
Well, well, how are you doing, Chris?
Well, I'm doing awesome. Beautiful day out there. Got my grass cut and getting ready to head down to Dayton later this week.
Yeah, I don't need anything. I got enough stuff, but you're going to have a good time. It's going to be great, man. I've not been to the new place.
Yeah, it's quite an improvement over the Hera Arena. So, yeah, me and a couple other guys have a spot out in the flea market, and we have a tent. And, you know, nice place to, take a break, get out of the sun, and, go wander around for a while, come back, and get a cold drink. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay. You're sounding really good tonight. You're sounding like you're right next door, which is the way I want it. And I'm getting into the repeater at the hospital nearby my house, so I'm on low power. You sound great for where you are.
Well, I'm getting into the Pinconning repeater, which is pretty remarkable on 440 for as far as I am, but, works really, really well. I got to give the guys a lot of credit for putting together a great system.
Yeah, okay. I was, I didn't lose you. I was trying to dial up the Pinconning machine. I know I got it here somewhere, but not. It's like you're right. You're doing a good job. You're solid, man. No bit error rate or nothing. That's really neat. You looking for a bargain down there, or just to do it, just to have fun?
No, I'm just going to have fun. You know, I've got probably every piece of gear I'll ever want. And but you never know what'll jump out in front of you. So, fun to go look at the new radios that they have coming out, although I don't have really any desire for any of that. Like I say, I'm happy with everything I got here. W8COP.
Yeah, I got enough stuff, too. Although, I came back with a nice smaller meter. It's easy on the eyes. That's why I bought it.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's what it's all about when you go to the swaps, right? I mean, like I say, you just never know what you're going to come across that you can't live without.
No, I covered some bases with some coworkers or contemporaries in my field, and which I actually had some inquiries and some business questions to ask. So, yeah, it worked out really well. Kalak was a lot of fun. That's a very good swap, you know.
Yep, I have to admit it. It was definitely a good swap and well-attended. And one swap seems to be doing a little bit better every year, so that's definitely a good thing. But, like I say, I just go down and have a good time, hang out with the guys, and like I say, if something comes across that I think I can put to use, then we'll grab it up.
You got a carload going down there?
Yeah, just two of us. Two of our group aren't going this year. Dean, W-A-D-O-H, his wife, won a trip to Madrid, Spain. And it would happen to be this week, so he won't go, and then a buddy of his doesn't go because he doesn't go. So just KBD and I, and we're still trying to get rid of some of Joe and the IGM's stuff from his estate. So hopefully we can unload the rest of that and we can quit lugging it around everywhere.
Yes, indeed. There's only so much, so many places to lug it around. Everybody's seen it. I wonder if they're going to have a Rose City this year. or what we called Rose City.
Well, you happen to be talking to the co-chair. So, yeah, we are. September 13th on a Saturday out at the game preserve there at the Ogemaw Nature Park. So we'll start getting some flyers out here in the next month or so. But, yeah, you can put that on your calendar, September 13th.
All right. I'll let my co-pilot know. You're coming to Midland June 14th, correct? Or not?
Yeah, I plan on it. I plan on being there, and that's usually the kickoff when we start handing the flyers out to everybody to give them a heads up about our swap up here.
Yeah, well, there you go. That works out great. Well, cool. All right, I'm on the. I thought I'd try out the TYT tonight and try a different couple of antennas on it. And some antennas work a lot better than others, as you know. So, especially on a portable. All right. Anyway, you guys have a good time down there, and maybe I'll actually hear you on the air if you find a place to get into the system. You never know.
Well, I have my Shark RF mic unit, if you're familiar with those, the M1KE. And I just tried it out today on Statewide 1, talked to Jeff, KV8SWR. So I plan on using that tethered to my phone for internet, and I know they're going to have a repeater down there. So that's I'll listen for you. I'll be on Statewide 1 probably, so throw your call out once in a while. So anyway, Joe, yeah, I got to get ready. I'm a net controller for the 9-4 net tonight, so let me get my act together with that. Good to hear you, and we'll catch up with you later. 73-W8-COP.
Likewise, W8-COP, KNFHW. Have a good time. Bye-bye.